Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Mark Stuchowski Podcast. As a productivity problem solver, I created this podcast to give you the tools and perspective you need to become ultra productive and achieve your dreams. And it's not just this podcast. Over at markstuchowski.com, you can find out information about my productivity coaching, my speaking, subscribe to the Next Level Productivity Digest, and so much more. Just head over to markstuchowski.com. Today, I'm interviewing Michael Padone. Michael shows outbound sales reps how to overcome call reluctance and get hard-to-reach decision makers on the phone. He has 20-plus years experience as a straight commission sales rep. He has also sold his first company for a seven-figure cash deal when he was just 36 years old. There is so much here, so let's get right to it. Michael, thank you so much for being in the podcast today.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to this.
So tell us where you're calling from at this moment in time. Where are you on planet Earth?
Right now, I am in Tampa Bay, Tampa, Florida. Oh, sunny Tampa, Florida.
Now, have you lived there a while?
I have, over 20 years, and I got to tell you, I love it. I've lived in, I'm originally from upstate New York, I'm originally from New York, you know, the White Plains area. Okay. So Stamford, Connecticut, I got a lot of family up there. I lived in Arizona, I've lived in Ohio. I love Florida, especially on the West Coast. It's like a sweet spot that most, unfortunately, a lot of people are starting to get to know. It's really growing in population, but I really do love living here. It's nice.
We have the same problem in Houston. Everybody's moving down to the South, whether it be Florida or Houston, Texas. And we welcome you here. We got a lot of room here in Texas. So if y'all want to come down to Texas, we welcome you. Well, Michael, the podcast is all about your productivity. So I would like to talk about, first of all, let's set this in context so my listener knows who you are and what you do for a living. So paint a picture for us so when I get into the productivity questions, my audience has some kind of context.
So that's a really good question. So what am I? What do I do? I guess you could say I'm an entrepreneur. I've built and sold a company before. But at the end of the day, I'm a straight commission sales rep. And what I do now is I teach other sales reps on how to be successful. So I created, after I sold my first company, I took a little time off and I decided, well, what am I going to do now? And I had a couple business ideas. And, you know, the one that I was really passionate about, the one that kept coming back to me when I kept looking at all the other options that I had, especially now that I had some cash. I mean, I grew up poor, right? So when I go from basically zero to, having seven figures in the bank, it was a nice turnaround, but it was like, okay, now I have options. And the one thing I kept coming back to is like, you know, I know exactly what it feels like to have the phone seem like a 25-pound weight and you just don't want to pick it up anymore. And I know exactly what I changed and the things that I did differently that gave me the confidence to pick up the phone, but then also to be very successful to then lead me to where I actually started my own company in the middle of a dot-com bomb, if you remember that. Mm. And then I had the skill level and confidence enough to where I could, and when all the other companies are failing, I could start my own and follow my own system and build a company. Within 5 years, I sold that for a seven-figure deal. And so now I'm like, okay, what do I want to do now? And I kept coming back to where I was like, you know what? I want to help. I want to show other sales reps the right way to sell. And I have a step-by-step system, a formula, and that's what I was passionate about. So that's what I do now. So I created an online sales training company. It's all live online. So it's not just on demand stuff, right? So it's live online, and then you can get access to the recordings afterwards, et cetera. But that's what I do. I train individual sales teams or individual sales reps, whether they're an entrepreneur and they're a one man band, or whether they work for a company, small or large, but their company won't pay for it, so they do the training on their own out of their own pocket. To where I have Fortune 500 companies that pay for their training and everybody else in between. As long as it's business to business outbound sales, and you want to get better to grow your revenue, you need to be a little more confident on the phone and know how to execute it. I do these workshops every week, 1 hour a week workshops. So that's what I'm doing.
Well, before I press record on this podcast, we are talking about, I was reading an article on your LinkedIn page about how you related to sales calls to professional baseball players who practice hitting before every game, and they're making millions. And I really thought that was interesting, because I admitted to you, I freely admit, and I'll admit to my listeners, that I was hiding behind my iMac. And as you talk about on your, in your article, and folks, this is not a sales podcast. We'll get to the productivity in just a minute. But when you hide behind your Mac and social media, the sales don't come as much as they do when you pick up the phone. Now, when you reach that point where it becomes the tipping point, if you will, to use Malcolm Gladwell's vernacular, then the calls start coming to you. But in the beginning, you do have to pick up that phone and start making those calls. And like I said before we got on the podcast today, you're going to be horrible in the beginning, and that's okay. The point is you picked up the phone, where I think most people don't even bother picking up the phone. They just say, I'll just send out a tweet or a Facebook post.
Yeah. They're really suffering from call reluctance, right? But the other problem too is if you're hiding behind a tweet or you know, things of that nature, a lot of that stems from call reluctance, because deep down inside, you know what you should be doing, but we become an ostrich. We stick our head in the sand and we don't want to do it. We want to do other things that we think are going to help us reach our goals. But at the end of the day, yeah, you're going to have to know how to pick up the phone and close business. And what I was saying is, I think maybe a lot of the people that listen to this, your podcast, I'm sure a lot of them are on entrepreneurs. We get pulled into so many different directions. You know, we're trying to grow the company. A lot of times we might not have a ton of cash in the beginning sitting around where we can hire people to do things. And so we really have to prioritize ourselves. But at the end of the day, if there's no sales coming in, you're going to go back to work for somebody else. Because you're gonna run out of cash, the bills are gonna pile up, your spouse is gonna get to a point where you need to start generating revenue, or we're gonna file for bankruptcy. So I think sales and productivity really do go hand in hand. And so yes, there's one side of things where you have to sharpen your skills and you have to learn how to get better, because just saying that you're gonna pick up the phone and maybe schedule that time, that's going to be important, but then you also have to schedule time to get better. Otherwise, you're never going to grow, if that makes any sense.
It does. It makes 100%. Look, let's be honest. When you first start, you mentioned it. You know, you don't have any money. And so, yes, there are things that I could hire a VA for. Let's say you're listening to this podcast. You're just starting your business. You have no money. Well, it'd be stupid for you to go out and get a VA if you have no income. And so in the beginning, you have to do those things, which you probably won't do eventually when your business is taken off. But I think you make a very good point, Michael, is that people have to understand that learning and self-development and training is so important, because if you don't get training, then you're likely to continue not to get the results you want. And so I think this shouldn't be something that will fall in the category of, if I have time. If you truly want to be more productive, whether that's better at sales, growing your business, a speaker, a podcast, or whatever, you need to take that time during the day on purpose to schedule time to train, because otherwise you could be passed up by other people, your competitors.
Absolutely. And you use the word day. And if you're an entrepreneur, it's day or night, right? Sometimes, yes. So sometimes most of my stuff got done, you know, when everybody went to bed, and you know, I can't fall asleep because I got things rolling around in my head, and you know, so then you want to work on them in. So day or night, you have to make time to get this done. And you know, for somebody such as myself, like I said, I would never say, like, when I was going to high school, I never went to college, right? I barely graduated high school. But the thing is, this is when I was in high school, I wasn't the most organized person. You know, I've had friends that were, you know, they know what their homework, when it's due, how much time they had to put into it, all this stuff. And I really wasn't into that. But the thing that helped me is when I was passionate about something, that was a totally different story. See, I wasn't really interested in the school things, what they were teaching. But when I, whether it was as a musician, as music for a passion I had, or when I got into sales and then to wanting to be an entrepreneur and start my own business, that's when things really, you get focused on it. And the dangers for somebody like us who's starting our own company or has her own company and we want to grow it, is we can get pulled into so many different directions. But I think everything stems from where your passion is. At least it is for me. Because if I'm not passionate in something, I could have all the time management tools and skills in the world, and I still don't care. It's just not going to get done. So I think, you know, the number one thing when it comes for when it comes to being successful and managing your time and things of that nature, you have to have a passion. Or if it's something that you have to get done, even if you're not passionate about that task, if completing that task will get you to your end result that you're passionate about, that you really need to tap into that. And then you can use some of the other, tool sets and skill sets to execute it for sure.
So you are a full commission only salesman and you're also a trainer of sales people. Mm-hmm. So how do you balance your day? I mean, obviously you're working on both things. So what does your typical day like? Do you have a morning routine? Let's start with that. Do you have a morning routine that you do every morning?
I have two morning routines, a successful one and then one when I fall off the tracks. Okay. Right. So when I'm successful, I'm sticking to a very simple, basic plan that I have. And the very first one, so you're asking, so I'm just going to tell you, okay, the very first thing that I have to do if I want to stay on track, first of all, I have my list ready to go. In other words, whether it's the night before or I'll get up even earlier, but I know that I have to make a to-do list for that day. If I don't write down the things that I want to get done in that day, I get sidetracked with an email popped up here, or like I said, you see something shiny and off you go. So I always have to have a list of things that I want to get done. And the very first thing that's always on that list, I have to spend the first 60 seconds of my day. I gotta spend some time in scripture. And I'm not a big Bible thumper or anything of that nature. I just know that when I spend my first 60 seconds, that's all I read a little passage. I meditate for a few seconds, say a prayer, and then I'm off and I'm running. And when I do that, I found that I have the energy and the stamina that I need for no matter what else happens during that day. So that's the first thing on my list. I've also found that when I start to have some success, I tend to, when I start to like start closing a lot of deals, things of that nature, and things are really going well, I sometimes you get a little lazy and then, well, maybe I don't need to do this. I don't need this. The next thing you know, I've gone a couple weeks and I've gotten away from my list. And then all of a sudden things start to tank again. And I'm like, oh, well, I stopped doing what made me successful. And that's whether it's making the calls, because that's the other thing on my list. You know, I want to make X amount of first time outbound calls in the morning. I most salespeople, again, we're going to swing this back to productivity and in sales, because again, if your people are listening, I'm sure they want to grow their revenue. The sales calls usually tend to become later on in the day, or they'll get to it. And the problem is you get sidetracked. You wait till towards the end of the day, and now you won't make as many. Maybe you don't even make any. So I'll catch up to it the next day. But you keep doing that, and your pipeline is going to be low. And then that's when the real stress happens. So for me, I know that. So I have a checklist of things I want to do. I got my first things done first, put my priorities. I'm a big believer in Stephen Covey. Well, his book, Seven Habits Highly Effective People, really is a cornerstone that changed my life. So I want to put my first things first. But right after that first thing I just mentioned, I know that I got to get on the phone. I want to make X amount of calls, not follow-up calls, not people I've talked to already that are already, you know, on the fence or maybe ready to close. Brand new people I haven't talked to yet. I want to get the hard part out of the way. I want to get it done, and then I know I can free my mind for the rest of the things I have to do today. And I know if I follow a simple process like that, good things end up happening. It might take a week or two or three or four, but then once I'm in a roll, you know, the chain's moving along and everything's working as it should.
Now, I want my listeners to not miss something you said very important at the beginning of your last answer, and that was you have a simple, basic morning routine. There are some people out there to say your morning routine should be an hour long, 90 minutes long. I think the more complicated you make it, the less likely you are to do it. Like you, I wake up, first thing I do after my bio break is I hit the Bible. I read the Bible through the year. Every year I read the Bible cover to cover. And nice. then I read a classic book. Right now I'm reading Awaken the Giant Within by Tony Robbins. I read just one or two pages that day. And actually, mm-hmm. cause you brought up Stephen Covey, oddly enough, the next book I'm going to read is going to be The Seven Habits. I'm going to reread that book. I think you need to read a classic book, one or two pages every day. You don't consume a lot of it, just to get your juices flowing. Now, 9 or 10 months out of the year, I then get up and go for a run. I'm running at least a mile a day every day for the rest of my life. But the morning routine takes me less than 30 minutes, okay? I think if you make it, and I'd like to know your thoughts on this, Michael, the longer and more complicated you make the morning routine, the less likely you are to say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. You agree with that?
Yeah, here's the problem is that you know, when we're trying to build something and be successful, we're passionate about something and we're our own entrepreneur, or even if we're working for somebody else, we want to be successful. We start researching, and we want to do and learn from other people that are being successful. And we see all these things that they're doing. And so then we think we have to do all of them. And then so in the pit of your stomach, there's this little nagging, gnawing thing at you sometimes. And you ignore it. You say, well, this is what everybody else is doing, so I got to do this. And you have this massive list. And you create – sometimes you can create this thing that's just impossible to live up to. And so you think you have this long, complicated routine where – and maybe some people, that's fine. But for me, I have to – I'm always looking for people who are successful. I want to know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And but I've learned that I have to see what they're doing, and then I have to see how does it fit with me. What do I like? What do I not like? And I have to learn to listen to that inner voice and then follow that as my guide. And then so for me – A 1 to 5 minute morning routine is all I need to get rolling. That 1 to 5 minute routine, I know if I do this, and then, but now obviously my sales calls in the morning are going to take a little bit longer, but at least I have that scheduled, you know, between this time I'm doing this. But in that morning routine, I know if I do this and in my little checklist and I spend that 60 seconds this and what have you, that works for me. You work out or you do the running in the morning. I can't do the morning. So I schedule mine 4:15 every day. I'm headed to Orange Theory, right? So I'm going there. I know I'm doing it at that time because I can get most of my stuff done by 3. Then I have that buffer. But then at 4 o'clock, I'm doing it. I know if I wait till later than that, I'm going to get too tired, right? So the whole point is you have to listen to yourself, and you have to take the advice of what's working for everybody else, marinate on it, and then listen to your inner gut of what would work for you, and then try different things. But then you got to stick to it. But if that gut is telling you this is not, like, I had somebody tell me a long time ago, you got to get and work out at 5 o'clock in the morning. And you know what? I would do that for a little bit, and it's hard at first. And then I got into it, but then it just was unrealistic for me. And then I quit doing it. And then I didn't even go through the day. And then you get up, you know, you get down on yourself, and then you get depressed. And then what do you start doing? You start eating more because you're depressed. And you know, because you're not working out. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, sure, that works for a lot of people. You know, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is up every morning. So I follow him and I see he does, and that's what he does. He has this quote, you know, race the sun up or beat the sun up, you know, meaning, you know, get up before the sun, race it and get going. And I really like that, but it wasn't working for me. So I think the important thing is that you can learn from a lot of your heroes or people you admire, people that have already achieved the level of success that you're at, but take that in. And then analyze and then see what really works for you and try different things. But then once you fine tune it, then you just stick to it. But the other thing too is when you're tapped into the real reason why you're doing this, right? When you're tapped into the real reason, then you find the passion to get it done even when it's hard.
Yeah. And I really appreciate you saying you have to do what works for you, because a lot of people say, get up before the sun, like you just mentioned. Here's the thing. Right now, I go to bed at the same time every night, get up at the same time every morning. I don't need an alarm clock. Okay. Generally, I'm in bed about 10:30, read till about 11:30, and I get up around 6:15, 6:30. That works for me. In a couple of weeks, my wife is going to be starting a new job, and she'll be working from 1 until 10. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change my work hours to match hers so I can spend time in the morning with her, and I'll just tweak it to work, you know, I'll just work later in the night. But you got to work what works for you. If you're a morning person, exactly, do your best thing in the morning. If you're an evening person, do your best thing in the morning. When you talked about making those calls first thing in the morning, what came to my mind was Brian Tracy wrote a little book called Eat That Frog. Eat That Frog, yeah, is about doing the most difficult thing you can in that day. Now, I share with Michael before we started recording. I should have started recording before because we're talking about it now. You know, I have been, we talk about Grant Cardone. He said there's four types of people in the world. They're the do-nothings, they're the retreaters, they're the average people, and the massive action takers. The most dangerous group to be in is the average. That's, you're doing what everybody else does. And I determined myself, I have been the average person. And so starting today, I'm going to mash that massive action taker. I'm going to make at least 25 calls a day. This is not including the emails, 25 calls a day. And now if someone like Michael say, that's it, but I was making none. So if we're going zero to 25 is a massive action for me. So if I do 25 a day for 5 days, that's 125 calls I normally wouldn't have made. That's 125 people that are going to hear about Mark Strachowski's day that have never heard of me before. Let me tell you, it's not easy picking up the phone. Like I said earlier, it's much easier to hide behind a computer. And those of you who work in a corporate America, don't think you're off the hook here. What are you doing at work that, like, are you messing around with your email signature? Are you tidying up your desk? What are you doing that really is not a fraud? You're doing, you know, you have to do that report. You need to get ready for that meeting. You need to get that PowerPoint ready, but you're instead of you're fixing your background in your computer. So I think, Michael, this has a lot to do, not just with entrepreneurs, but I think it affects the people who work in the corporate world as well.
I couldn't agree more. Could not agree more with that.
Okay. Well, you did say you have two morning routines, and my listeners may be saying, wait a minute, he said he had two morning routines, a good morning routine and a bad morning routine. So share with us what a morning routine looks like when you're not doing what you should be doing.
So, I kind of alluded to it a little bit before. Like, sometimes I've noticed that I'll get in the habit when everything is running, like, sometimes you'll get the Midas touch. And all of a sudden, everything is just rolling for you. You know, and I'm referring this more to sales and entrepreneurship and things of that nature, where I got the company running, you know, numbers are up, everything's good, you know, month after month. And then it's real easy to get, you know, to get a little, maybe lazy is the right word, but you stop doing the things that made you successful. And so maybe you give up on your morning routine a little bit, or maybe it's like, I'm not reading scripture first thing in the morning or whatever. And if I notice I get away from it a little bit, I might not notice the effects right away, but eventually things will start to tank. And for me, it's always like, you know what? I got out of my routine that was working for me. And so then I have to get back into it, and then it takes a little bit to build it back up because, you know, I let things slide a little bit, and so that's what it is. And here it is, you know, I'm 47 years old, and I sometimes still have to remind myself, is like, you know, stick to the plan, you know, stick to the plan that was working, sometimes, listen, we're human. And I think it's okay to we have to recognize when we have to take accountability. That's the first thing. You're not going to grow if you don't take accountability. And when you recognize that you've fallen off your plan, that recognition is going to be the first step. And then, okay, just get back on the horse and get going again. And I think that's really key, because sometimes we'll just beat ourselves up and we feel like we failed and we just stay in that rut. You just got to get back at it.
You know, when you were talking there, the object that came to my mind was termites. When termites first invade a home, you think everything's going well. And I think that's the same thing you're talking about. If you give up, you stop doing the morning routine one day, you may not notice a difference, but kind of like the termites, they get in your house and they start eating very, very slowly at your foundation, your walls and whatever like that. And I think the same analogy applies. So you didn't do a morning routine for one day. Okay. One day, probably not a big deal, but then you start rationalizing, well, you know, I pretty much know what I'm doing. And then it goes two days and 3 days. And all of a sudden, you're like the people on the Gulf Coast. I don't know if they have this problem in Tampa, but when Hurricane Ike hit, everybody said, oh, that's a 100-year storm. And I'm like, nature doesn't work that way. It doesn't say, okay, I struck Galveston in 2005. Okay, I can't hit it until 2105. That's not how nature works. And you can't be complacent. You got to realize that the world is 24/7, 365. Even before the internet, the world was still revolving 24/7, 365. The world didn't stop, you know, back in the 80s when we didn't have computers. It didn't stop. It just, we didn't know the world was going because we didn't have, you know, Twitter and Facebook and all this stuff. The world is going to keep moving. The question is, are you going to move with it? Are you going to get up and do your morning routine? Are you going to eat that frog, or are you going to make excuses? I know you agree with me, Michael. If you look at the most successful people in the world, I'm talking Tony Robbins, Oprah Winfrey, Elon Musk, Bill Gates, whatever. I don't think they make excuses. They get work done. They take massive action. They eat that frog. That's why they're successful. They don't sit down and go, I really hope someone calls me today. They don't operate in that frame of mind.
Yeah, no, not at all. And, you know, you mentioned Brian Tracy earlier about Eat the Frog. I remember it was probably right when I got into phone sales, almost 20 years ago, a little more than that, maybe. He was here in Tampa. My company wouldn't pay for me to go, so I actually took a vacation day, paid for myself to go. And I think I remember him saying that. And so then I went back, and that's one of the areas I started learning to get the hard stuff done first, because I don't care, you know, if you're just not, you know, an accountant or you're in sales or whatever you are, or an entrepreneur, you own the company, there's going to be things that eat at you that you just kind of push to the side. You want to get them done later. The problem is when you go home at the end of the day, if you didn't get that hard stuff done, it gnaws at you at the, in the back of your mind. And then it builds up and it builds up, and then you're not happy. On the flip side, one thing I really want to bring up is, you know, because again, I'm assuming a lot of people are like you and I, where we always want to get better and we learn and we research. That's why they're listening to this podcast. And so sometimes I remember, and even sometimes to this day, where I'm, because I'm always, even though I'm at this level now, where I've built and sold companies, I'm still always trying to get better, and I'm researching and I'm learning and I'm reading books. But there's going to be, there's sometimes that I'll run into something where I had this routine and it was working for me and I kept doing it, but there's sometimes it gets to a point where you need a change. And so now you have the opposite problem. Before we talked about how everything's going good and now we stop our routine because we think we can just coast. Well, there's sometimes you might be faced where you're following this routine and you're sticking to it, but in your gut, something's telling you that you need to turn the page. And so sometimes we can get stuck where, you know, we get out of the rut, and then we realize we had to get back into it. But then there's also other times there where we're sticking to the plan because that's what all the other successful people do, and that's what we're going to do. But you're ignoring your inside gut again, saying it's time for a change. It's time for something new. It could be a new job. It could be a new adventure. It could be a new process. But you know something has to change, and we're so afraid to step out of that comfort circle. And that's where the real growth is. That's where the fun is. You know, that's where you learn new things. So you have, you really have to, it comes down to what your passion is.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is, you know, back in the day when I was as a straight commission sales rep, you know, with a family to feed, and I had to pick up the phone. And believe me, when I got into this, there was no LinkedIn. There was none of this other stuff that, you know, I mean, it was worse than a phone book. We literally had what we called white sheets. They were 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper with computer company names on them and a phone number. And they had two columns, like six to each side. And you would just grab your white sheets. That's your leads. You just call them up all day. And, you know, I had to make a living doing it, getting people on the phone. There was no pre-call research. I couldn't look them up on you know, this was before websites, right? So I couldn't even look them up and see if they were the owner of the website or on LinkedIn or whatever. And so I would go in blind and have to, you know, try to sell them, you know, computer diagnostic stuff. And so I was really good at that. But you think I loved doing that? But I realized that at the time when I was doing it, it's what I needed to do at the moment. And so that's the other thing too. And this kind of goes back to where I start my day, that first 60 seconds, right? Because I really get centered. And there's going to be times that you have to do things that you don't want to do, but you need to do them for right now. You might not even know why.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to come to you later on. I mean, I'm not here helping. I mean, I train thousands of people a year all around the world on how to be better at the phone. And that I get so much joy out of that because I know the pain of sometimes picking up that phone. But the thing is this, is if I didn't go through all that pain early on, I wouldn't have developed the skill, the better way to do it where I could share it with everybody. So the whole point is about the productivity. There's going to be times where you have to do stuff for a period of time that maybe you don't want to do, but it's where you're meant to be at the time. But just keep an eye on what you really want. And then when it's time, when you get to that point where it's time to change, you make that change. But when it comes to the productivity, I still think everything comes back to what's your passion? What really gets you up? What makes you excited? And I just fear that too many people in this world, I think the majority of people ignore that voice and they're afraid to go for it. So they just get stuck in this rut and they just kind of like with blinders on and away they go. And blinders in a bad way, meaning they don't, you know, I get blinders on when I see something I want it. I'm just dogmatic at it. I just keep going for it. That's a good blinder, right? But the other blinders are where they don't look outside their circle. They don't believe in themselves. They don't think they can do anything. And I think that that's a shame because basically they're carrying their own anchors and they're stuck in that position. You know, and you know, don't be afraid to fail. Failure is real, by the way. A lot of times people say, well, you know, failure is not an option. Let me tell you something. Failure is absolutely an option. And that's what scares the hell out of me, why I want to outwork the situation so I don't taste that failure. But if I end up failing, I'll analyze what happened. What did I do wrong? What could I have done differently? set my sights again, pick myself up, and get the process going, and away you go. But you have to have a system in place that keeps you focused. And the system has to be loose enough to where it's not too tight.
Mm. I was thinking when you're talking there about Michael Phelps, I mean, people look at his gold medals, but they don't realize how hard he worked. He got up early, way before the sun came up, and was out at the pool doing laps. And that's how he got to be the number one swimmer in the world, is that he didn't sit there and go, well, I'm going to watch some swimming videos on YouTube. He went out there and did the work every day, 7 days a week, no excuses. And listener, what excuses are you making? I mean, if you hate your job, why are you still there? I mean, excuses are not going to get you to where you want to go. So I truly hope you're listening to what Michael's saying here and stop making excuses and start doing, taking that massive action. But Michael, I have a question for you. I want to know, you sound like you've got it all put together, but I'm sure you have those days where you just, life happens and you just aren't productive. I shared the story numerous times on my podcast about the day my wife fell at home and broke her shoulder. I mean, for a couple of weeks after that, you know, it was not my schedule. Believe it or not, I did not have it scheduled. So I was not as productive. And when that happened, I mean, I could have gotten angry. But you know what? She's my wife. I love her. And I had to take care of her. So what do you do when life happens to you?
Well, the first thing is this, is, you know, you mentioned that I sound like I have it all together. And I would say, absolutely, I do not. I think I'm just like everybody else. You know, the only difference is I'm fighting the battle every day. And with that being said, there's going to be days where things just don't go your way. You did everything right. You got up, you did your routine, you had your list ready to go. And by the way, we really haven't touched on that. I really think that's important. You have to write a list out of your overall goals and things of that nature. And I might have something for you on that before we end today. I'll come back to that. But there's going to be days where, you know what, life happens and nothing on your list got done. And at the end of the day's over, you can't get the hours back. And the most important thing that I found is tomorrow's a new day.
Mm.
Tomorrow's a new day. It's not the end of the world. Tomorrow's a new day. Start fresh. And there's gonna be, listen, there's, have you ever had so much to do? You're like, I'm going back to bed.
Yes.
You know? And so it's like, you know, there's going to be, you have to listen to your voice, and there's going to be sometimes I was like, I got so much to do. I was like, you know what? I'm pulling the plug on today. I've been running at both ends so hard. I'm going to go for a drive down by the beach. You know, that's one of the benefits of living in Florida. But if you don't live in Florida, go for a walk in the woods, wherever. You know, sometimes I will actually have that day where I just pull the plug, and it wasn't planned, but I realized it was getting to that late. Other times, there's going to be times where outside circumstances happen, and, you know, a spouse needs you, a child needs you, you know, something else happens, and it throws your game off. It's that whole, you got to learn to forgive yourself and just realize it's not the end of the day. Go to bed, get a good night's sleep.
Right.
Tomorrow's a new day.
And I think giving yourself permission is, let's say you're spinning your wheels, you're making call after call, the people are being rude to you on the phone, your internet service goes down. You know, maybe that's the universe saying, hey, you need to take a day off. It's been a while. It's okay. The world is not going to, let's say you've got a goal like me, 25 calls a day, and I don't make 25 calls today. The world's not going to end. Now, if it happens tomorrow and the next day and the next day, that's a problem. But I think we need to get permission to ourselves. It's okay if we have a bad day, because like you said, we're human. Life happens. Don't get obsessed over it, because like you also said, you can't go back and start the day over again. It'd be nice if we had a time machine like a DeLorean in the Back to the Future, but that doesn't exist. So you just got to start now and say, okay, today was horrible. Tomorrow will be better, and I think we should give ourselves permission. But before we end the interview, I want to go back because you wanted to talk about lists. So let's talk about lists for a minute.
Yeah, so I'm just going to share a quick story with you. So what this was, I just moved to Florida. I went to Lakeland, Florida. There was a personal reason why I went there. It didn't work out, and I ended up being basically homeless. No job, no car, no money. I was, you know, just in my early 20s. And, you know, I found somebody that it was a relative that I didn't know, but she took me in, you know, this little trailer, gave me a place, you know, I had like a 5x5 room, a cot that I could sleep in, and I got a yellow pad of paper and I made a list of the things that I needed to get done on a daily basis. So, I mean, I would say you're at rock bottom, right? You're in a state that you've never been in before. You don't have anybody that you know around you. You're no car, no job, no money, and no place to live. And they give you this little bit of shelter and a little bit of food. It doesn't get much lower than that, right? And so I got a legal pad and a pen, and I wrote out the things I needed to do on a daily basis. And the number one thing is I went back to my source, right? I was like, listen, I got to pray the rosary first thing in the morning. That was like number one. Number two, I got to make sure I work out. Number three, so I had this list. I wish I saw it. Anyway, the long story is this. One was, get a job, then get a car and all this other stuff. And within like 2 weeks, I went from, homeless to where I ended up having my own place. It was maybe 3 weeks because I got the job and then my first commission check. But then I was able to get a truck so I could support myself. But the thing is, this I want to tell you about is I met a girl and she found that list. And she's now my wife. And one of the things that I found out was she's like, I was dating other people, but you were motivated. You had nothing. I saw this list that you had, and then you were, I saw you doing it every day, and I saw how far you've come. You were goal oriented, and that's the kind of person I wanted to be around. And so that's the power. Not only can you get a better life, you can get an awesome wife. How's that?
I love it. Well, before we wrap up today, Michael, what is one piece of advice? Because you gave us so much, but what is one piece of advice you would like my listeners to leave this podcast with?
Start each day with a plan of action. Coming, not having a plan of action is still a plan of action, but it's just not a very good one. So start each day with a plan of action. Don't over inundate. Something simple. I don't care if it's just three things that you want to get done that day. Or start a routine that way or what have you. Start it with that way. And if life happens where you gave it your best, efforts, and you weren't able to accomplish all those things, don't beat yourself up over it. Remember, tomorrow's a new day.
Excellent. Well, where can we find you online, sir?
Well, salesbuzz.com is the company I have. I write a blog every week about, you mentioned the sales article you were reading, and I also repost them on LinkedIn. So I'm on LinkedIn, and you can look me up at Michael Padone, or like I said, salesbuzz.com. You can even take a free online course there, and you can also sign up for the newsletter that way to stay in touch with me.
Excellent. Michael, you have given us so much information here. I tell this to every one of my guests that the listener needs to listen to this episode at least twice because I'm sure they missed a lot the first time through. Thank you so much for all the value you gave us. We really appreciate your time today.
Awesome. Take care, guys. Thank you for the opportunity.
One of the great things I like about the Mark Stachowski podcast is the diverse guests I have on the show. I don't just have entrepreneurs. I have salespeople. I have professional moms. I have speakers. I have so many different guests from so many different perspectives that you, dear listener, get to hear different perspectives on how people become productive and stay productive. Michael Padone, great example. We would like to know what your takeaways were from the episode. There's two ways you can do that. You can go to markstuchowski.com/Padone. That's P-E-D-O-N-E. Don't worry, the link is in your show notes. Or you can go to the Mark Stachowski podcast group on Facebook and look for the post for this episode and leave your comment there. Either or both, it doesn't matter to us. Just take that extra step and let us know what your takeaways were. I told you at the beginning of the podcast that I am a productivity problem solver. What I do is exactly what I tell you, just told you. I help solve your productivity problems, whether this is dealing with time management, dealing with the feeling of overwhelm, getting things done, figuring out your next step, whatever that is. If it deals with productivity, I can certainly help you. So feel free to reach out to me at markstuchowski.com. Don't forget to tell your family, your friends, your coworkers, your strangers that you bump into the night, wherever you meet them, about the Mark Stachowski podcast. It would mean the world to me so I can help more people. Until we meet again, stay productive.